This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A pro-life group says the Clinton Foundation is not merely a domestic broker of political power. Cheryl Sullinger of Operation Rescue says the Clintons are deeply embedded with Planned Parenthood International in their goal of spreading abortion to nations around the world. In a partnership with Planned Parenthood and hiring one of their abortionists, the Clinton Health Access Initiative has turned from fighting HIV to target South America and Africa to expand the eugenic practice of abortion. During this election season, many Catholic bishops are teaching that abortion advocacy disqualifies any candidate from receiving the votes of Catholics or other Christians. Long Island Bishop William Murphy says it is time to put away division, mean-spiritedness, and intolerance to make serious, educated decisions about national leaders. Murphy reiterated that abortion is the most crucial issue of all. This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. This is Life News Radio. A British biotech company is poised to cash in on blanket identification of unborn children. If positive for defects, the test will be used to pressure parents into abortions. Though disability rights groups had opposed the move, over the weekend, Britain approved the new test designed to find babies' defect signals in their mothers' blood samples. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.